The way you've been playing these friendlies, you know, with bringing on almost a second set of players in the second half, kind of really just shows with the depth of the squad. You've got like, two players for each position. It's very encouraging and also encourages competition, would you say?
Yeah, it does, yeah. But again, I think it, we can't get carried away with that because there's five real young players in that squad. So there's obviously Lowie, who's not played loads of minutes. He's really inexperienced. Emre, the same. Sol and the two 17-year-olds. So although we're using 20 outfield players, five of them are teenagers. So, yeah, we know that we still need to add some players, some experience and some real championship quality into the squad, and that's what we'll be working hard to do in the next couple of weeks.
Thinking about bringing in players, I noticed the squad numbers came out this week and there was no number 9 and no number 11. Is that a position like strikers?
Yeah, of course, yeah. That's, say, a blind man can see that we need some forward players, so that's what we're trying to do. Yeah, so hopefully we can get that done as soon as possible.
That's encouraging friendly so far, but the last two crew and today against Stockport have been quite tough for you. You know, what have you learned most from those last two games?
That's what you want. You want tough games. You don't want it all to be really easy, because you can guarantee the game against Coventry on August 10th isn't going to be easy, so you want to be asked questions. I thought Stockport were good in the first half. They had some breaks and counter-attacks. I thought second half we largely controlled the game. It was played pretty much all in their half, so yeah, we're trying to figure out ways to beat good opposition, and that's what we'll continue to do.
There goes the whole line. That's time up. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. See ya.
Thanks.
Cheers. Thanks.
I think we all know that. Yeah.